heroes of the heart, a reflection on professional and personal identities. Prologue. When are you going to stop splitting like this? I almost spilled my coffee. I often wondered why shrinks talk like this, using words like splitting and distortion and automatic thoughts as if they were a part of everyday language. They're not. But we do it anyway, I always figured, because deep down we're all a bunch of nerds. What's that you say? That's just me, I'm projecting, overgeneralizing. You prove my point. I pivoted my stool to face my friend Kita. What do you mean? When are you going to stop living two lives? She asked pointedly. When I don't feel like it'll put my career in jeopardy? I responded coyly. It still might, I think to myself as I'm writing this essay. Then again, I'm probably catastrophizing. But point taken, reader. I prove my own point. You need to start integrating these parts of yourself, Kita insisted. Isn't that what we try to nurture in our work? For people to be true to themselves and not hide who they are. Wearing a mask is pretty cool, though, I retorted. Brilliantly, I might add. My friend disagrees. But do you always have to wear a mask when you perform? She pressed further. I used to think I did. In the beginning, at least. You see, my friend Kita, or more formally, Dr. Chakira Haddock-Lasala, is not only a clinical psychologist, but an artist and poet in New York City. Much like me. It's a very generative combination of hobby and profession, one which mutually enriches both sides. The difference between Kita and I is that I took things a little too far. I am a clinical psychologist. Professor, supervisor, and scholar. I'm also a superhero.